Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein, and he be the man you can check out on Drive today from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with the Europa League action when Manchester United beat Sheriff at Old Trafford. Here's the reaction on TalkSport.
Manchester United 3, FC Sheriff 0. And he wasn't going to be left out of the limelight for too long, was he? Cristiano Ronaldo has got himself on the score sheet. It was a great ball in from Bruno Fernandes. And from the header, it was a brilliant save, actually, from Koval in the Sheriff goal. But from the rebound, he just, about 2 or 3 yards out with his left foot, he just slotted the ball into the back of the net. The cameras went on him. He got a brilliant reception from the supporters, just what he needed. He took his punishment, but he is back. Cristiano Ronaldo with a third goal for Manchester United. Man United 3, FC Sheriff 0.
He kept going, and the team kept going to put him in the right position. He kept going to get himself in the right position. He didn't give up. I think that is what his whole career. That's why he is so good. And in the end, he get the reward for it.
I think most people realise the best United side doesn't have Ronaldo in it, does it? I mean, you saw the performance they put in at the weekend. Ronaldo's not going to be the answer right now because this is Sheriff and he got his goal and they cruised. It's the performance against Chelsea at the weekend and performances building up to that that you can say, in all honesty, United now look like they are a well-balanced side with a manager that clearly has dealt with Ronaldo's situation incredibly well. United on another day might beat Chelsea, could have lost but could have won it. Now all of a sudden Ronaldo's like, we're welcome, okay, you play by my rules, not yours. And you saw tonight. So I think most Man United fans will be... they'll be really pleased with where things are right now.
It finished PSV 2, Arsenal 0. So Arsenal's first defeat in the Europa League this season. They're still top of the group. They've qualified, but they are now only 2 points ahead of PSV as they try and hold on to first place. And they had 70% of the possession in Eindhoven, but they didn't make it count. A poor night for Arsenal in the Europa League.
I don't know. We have periods where we've been excellent and periods where we have suffered. And for sure, we haven't had the consistency throughout 95 minutes to maintain the level that we want. And this is the next challenge. But today, I think it was very different right from the beginning. Even though in the first half, we have periods that we controlled the game, I didn't feel that we had the threat and the aggression that we've been playing at. And that was worrying. And then the second half, yeah, the moment something went wrong, we just went down and we didn't find really moments to give us some hope to react and get something out of the game.
It just shows the weakness in Arsenal in terms of the squad. Well, the 11 players that they've got, fantastic. He's put together a real good side, you know, Arteta. And you have to hold your hands up and go, they are looking good. But as the season's going to progress, as the games come thick and fast, all of a sudden, tiredness is going to set in, might pick up an injury here and there, and then you've got to play a different team, different players, different squad, and they struggle.
What perhaps should concern Arsenal as a little bit more as the last two halves in the last two games that we've seen against Leeds away, there was a drop-off, and at Southampton away, but there was a drop-off in the intensity. And that might be a little bit more of a concern because they got away with it at Leeds. Second half against Southampton, I thought Southampton were excellent. Mm. I was waiting for Arsenal just to go through the gears again, have a second win. Never happened. Long term, that's going to be where Arsenal fans are probably a little fearful that squad depth and the games are going to come thick and fast. It'll be Thursday, Sunday. If you expect them to qualify and go through into the Europa League, but I'm not sure tonight is the one.
Now on to the Europa Conference League, where David Moyes' West Ham beat Silksburg at the London Stadium.
Finished West Ham 1, Silkeborg 0. So for the record, West Ham win their group comfortably. The winning goal, Manuel Lanzini's first half penalty after a soft award.
It was hugely important last season when we won the group last season as well. So great credit to the players to be in Europe for the sort of first time over the last 2 years and win the group last year, win the group this year. Playing in Europe, it's fantastic. And I even think that, you know, the crowd, I don't know, maybe 35,000 tonight or something in the game tonight. There'll be very few crowds anywhere else getting much bigger than what we're getting here just now. So great credit to support, but mainly to the players for how they've performed over the last couple of years.
Now, here's the General Secretary of the British Boxing Board of Control, Robert Smith, reacting to the news Conor Benn relinquished his boxing licence after a failed drugs test.
Robert, Eddie Hearn, Conor Benn's promoter, suggested yesterday on Talk Sport to Laura and Ali that news of the Benn positive drugs test was leaked to the media by the Boxing Board of Control itself, i.e. you. Was it?
All I can say, I've heard the comments. Don't agree with them, but I've heard the comments and I really have nothing further to add at the present time. But I'm sure in the fullness of time, information will be put out at a later date.
Can a boxer who no longer holds a licence be subject to a ban?
Well, that's something for the lawyers to deal with. Obviously, that's an argument we have. We disagree, but we'll take it from there, Jim. I really, as I say, unfortunately, I cannot add any more. We'll be as open as we possibly can when we're in a position to do so.
Promoter Eddie Hearn responded to Simon Jordan yesterday, continuing their recent feud. Simon doesn't believe Hearn wants to answer the tough questions.
A lot of these things are sideshows, aren't they? They're distractions and deflections.
Exactly.
You know, the idea, I mean, I hear Eddie Hearn saying things about me, and I think, what's that got to do with the question? What, because I lost a bunch of money in a football club, we can then talk about the idea that I'm not in a position to be able to question you about the manner in which you've operated. We understand with Eddie Hearn, and by the way, let's get something clear. I like Eddie Hearn. I think he's a first-class promoter in a lot of things he does. But the bottom line is, and I don't have a particular patronage of Frank Warren or Ben Shalom. They may talk to us more because he doesn't make himself available. He tells people that he wasn't invited on our show when he was invited repeatedly. He doesn't want to come on this show because he knows that when he gets given a question, the answer that will come back will be interrogated. And the idea that he can't speak to Conor Benn's situation because of legal situations, that's fine. Okay, let's not talk about Conor Benn. Let's talk about your conduct. Let's talk about a blue chip promoter that seems to be in the camp of allowing a fight to go on, a fight that had a real duty of care responsibility behind it because it was a catch weight fight with a lot of controversy about the weights. So there was a real need to make sure these fighters were protected. And you appear to have been in the camp of allowing that fight to go on when you knew on September the 23rd that a drugs test had been failed. Not an adverse finding, a failed drug test. And you want to talk about Billy Joe Saunders as a deflection and what happened with him. Billy Joe Saunders got sanctioned initially for an out-of-competition drug that wasn't banned unilaterally. And there was an explanation for it. It was a nasal decongestion. There might have been something sinister behind it, but it was an explanation. Now give us an explanation of why a women's fertility drug is inside Conor Benn's system. The last thing I want to have happen to Conor Benn, who I personally really like, was this situation to manifest itself. But if he wants to clear himself, it's really, really simple, guys. Give him a B sample and stand in front of them and tell them what happened.
Back now to football. Here's the Belgian gaffer, Roberto Martinez. On my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time discussing the Qatar World Cup and who could go on and lift the trophy. Incidentally, I think he names every single side here. I think at one stage he even named Italy, who of course aren't even in it.
There is a group of teams or national teams that you feel that on the day they can beat anyone. And I think there are, for me, there are eight national teams. The four that they finished in the World Cup in Russia, you need to add Spain, you need to add Germany, and then you need to add Denmark, just because of the consistency that they had at competitive level in the last 2 years. They are a team that they, on the day, they can beat anyone. And then you got Brazil and Argentina, just because there are national teams that they've got that belief in that culture that make them favourite.
Now, here's the England legend Terry Butcher discussing the England defence with his old mate, Alan Brazil.
Yeah, I'm going to Qatar and I'm going to take my boots with me because I think I might get a game as a centre-back.
You're going, are you? Lovely.
No, I'm not going, no.
Oh, you're not?
No, centre-back is a real problem. Obviously, Maguire's not playing a regular basis. John Stones is injured and so forth. So, you know, you're looking at who's going to play. 3-4-3 doesn't work for me. 3-5-2 would be a better option. I mean, you're talking numbers and all this sort of thing. It's about what players do on the pitch. But no, James is going to be out. I think Kyle Walker really should be a right wing back or right back rather than a centre back. But have you got three centre backs that you can hang your hat on? No, not really. So maybe Kyle Walker will play. But I mean, you've got Tomori's doing well in Italy.
Yes.
Tarkovsky's doing well at Everton now. He's come back. Cody. He's come on really well. Cody. You've got reliable players there. Gay at Palace is a possibility, although he's still very raw. He's a left sider. You know, you've got possibilities, but he hasn't had any time to play games or play a practice game or something like that before. But they meet up days before they fly out.
And, of course, every game of the Qatar World Cup will be live on the TalkSport network. Now, back to domestic issues, and here's the Leeds gaffer, Jesse March, who came out swinging in his press conference ahead of their match against Liverpool on Saturday at 7.45 in the evening, live and only on TalkSport. Unless, of course, you've got a ticket at the game, then you'll see it live in the ground. Anyway, he said that he absolutely hates losing and won't accept it for much longer.
I'm actually kind of angry right now. You know, I'm tired of playing matches where we're in the match and in many, many cases better than the opponent and walking away with nothing. I'm tired of not capitalizing on moments when we're the better team in matches, and I'm tired of giving away goals too cheaply, and I'm tired of you know, not getting results that we should be getting. And I've never lost. I was 14 years a player, 13 years a coach. I've never lost this much in my career, and I'm sick of it. And so I'm trying to figure out which guys can be counted on at the highest level right now, what kind of decisions need to be made from a tactical perspective in terms of match plans. I need to help the group find their confidence, and I need to find which guys are ready to fight for everything right now so that we can, in these next matches, do everything we can to get the points we need.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On to egg chasing now. Here's the South African rugby legend, Brian Habana. I think I've got a pair of his flip-flops. Ahead of the Autumn Internationals, which gets underway on Saturday on TalkSport 2, when Scotland take on the Aussies. Habana, not the flip-flop, thinks the Northern Hemisphere are closing the gap on the South ahead of next year's World Cup.
You go back to 2015 Rugby World Cup, you had, you know, four Southern Hemisphere teams playing in the semi-finals, and you know, there's a big worry England couldn't make the quarterfinals of their home competition. And I think there's been a lot that has happened. So Super Rugby has unfortunately become diluted. You know, South Africa is no longer involved. South African club teams are no longer involved. There's a Super Rugby Aotearoa or Pacific, you know, the Pacific Islanders are not playing. So there's been a massive, you know, change in how Southern Hemisphere club competition, you know, is run. And I think that has played a part. That being said, I do think the level and the intensity of the Northern Hemisphere teams has dramatically increased. And I take a France, for instance. They haven't lost for 10 games, you know, 10-game winning streak. They were always a sort of up-and-down team, but you know, being impeccably led by Antoine Dupont, who's the World Player of the Year, there's just been a massive resurgence under Fabien Galtier, who, you know, I was with at Toulon. So I think it's brilliant. I think the Heineken Champions Cup is probably the front-running club competition in world rugby at the moment. And that has seen, you know, the likes of Ireland, you know, just do progressively well.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Austin's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. From 7 p.m. on TalkSport 2, Birmingham against QPR. Be a good game, that, actually, in the Championship. Presented by Dan Windle. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks for Daily Podcast out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe. Everyone, be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.